Well, it is pretty perfect out today. Jordana and Paul here. Unless, of course, maybe you're waiting for your registration, your vehicle title, your license plate, because there is just a junk show going on over at the DMV with the system known as MNLARS. Get this, okay? A one-year anniversary has approached where more than $100 million in taxpayer money has been spent. Your money, my money, Paul's money, Susan's money, your mom's money, everybody's money has been spent, and it still doesn't work. It's super frustrating. I recently bought a new car. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, it's kind of a mess over at the DMV. So if your paper license plate expires, we don't want you to get pulled over. If you don't get them in the mail, just call us. We'll send you another paper license plate. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And that's what I had to do. And they sent me another paper license plate. And then finally, a few weeks later, the plates came in. Look, this isn't like a huge inconvenience to me. I'm more concerned about the $100 million we all spent for this screwed up system.
And there's no question that some people have paid the wrong amount for the tabs. Too little,
great.
Too much.
Great.
Nobody really knows. But, yeah, where did that money go?
Maybe our next guest knows.
God, I hope so.
I wish I knew.
Yeah. Joel Alter is the Director of Special Reviews at the Office of the Legislative Auditor. Joel, what the heck is going on?
Well, first of all, My job is, and others in my office, is to try to get to the bottom of some of those issues that you just raised. I think everybody has been really disappointed with this registration and license system that Minnesota rolled out. The office that I'm with is a nonpartisan, independent office. We're kind of a watchdog organization. Mm-hmm. We work for the legislature. So we've just started a series of different studies, audits, to try to get some answers to different questions. And I can kind of walk through those if you'd like.
Yeah, please. We're glad you are looking into this.
Well, one of the studies we're doing is to essentially find out what went wrong in the lead up to July of last year when the system was rolled out. And so there could be a variety of factors, but by looking at documents, talking to a lot of people, we're going to try to get to the bottom of that. We're also doing a financial audit. You mentioned that, you know, some people have gone in, they've paid for their tabs or their titles, and maybe the amount hasn't been right. We've got a team of auditors that are looking at a sample of transactions, trying to find out how often did that happen that it wasn't right, and did people underpay, did they overpay? So that one we hope to have out around the end of the summer to give you a better picture of that.
Now, you have a history of being able to track down where the bodies are buried. You did that for MNSURE, the botched software launch for the for Minnesota's state health insurance portal, and you got to the bottom of that. Are you confident that you'll be able to find out what happened, and how does this happen, Joel?
Well, you know, and certainly no excuses. These are complicated systems, and they rely on a lot of things going right and a lot of people working hard. I don't think there's any question that people have been working very hard at this for a long number of years, and yet here we are with a system that is not serving people's needs even today as it should be. And you mentioned the dollar amount. Absolutely. I mean, the agencies need to be accountable for this, and we need to have some better answers as to what happened here. I should mention that one other thing that our office is doing, you know, the things I've mentioned so far, is taking a look backwards. But we were also directed by the legislature to hire an IT expert to basically, as this system keeps moving forward, to tell the legislature, are the fixes that are being made today the correct ones? Mm. Are we getting to the bottom of the problems and making the right fixes? And so we've hired one person. We'll probably be hiring another one shortly that will help us advise the legislature on that as we go forward.
Was the private sector involved in writing the code? Is this a function of code that doesn't work, or is it something more egregious than that?
There have been many phases to this project. You can go back to 2012 when the state hired Hewlett-Packard, HP, to develop this whole system. And in 2014, the state terminated the contract with HP because they were they were disappointed with the progress that HP was making. So we've tried it contracting out, and then after that didn't work, we brought it in-house, and the state has tried using contractors as well, but directing it as more of an in-house project. So there have been a lot of different phases, and yet, you know, we're still stuck with something that isn't where we want it to be.
Joel, we're going to take a couple of calls here, and let's see what listeners have to say. Joe is in Minneapolis. Joe, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Paul. I can't begin to tell you how infuriating this is that my tax dollars are still being spent on this. In 2006, I moved to West Central Wisconsin, and I walked into the DMV in La Crosse, and in less than an hour, I had registered two vehicles and a motorcycle, and I walked out of there with a plastic Wisconsin driver's license, three titles, and three sets of plates. Why cannot the state of Minnesota get their act together?
All right, good question, Joe.
Go.
Sorry. I just wanted to give Joel, our guest, an opportunity to answer that.
Well, and obviously,
I know you can't.
We don't know the answer at this point, but we're trying to get there.
Yeah, people are irate.
Yeah.
And I feel Joe's pain. And when I throw out numbers like $100 million, like, Joel, do you know where that one money went, and can we get any of it back?
Well, you know, the money is out the door, and you know, we're spending more as the problems continue. So that's not the final cost of this system yet. But you know, I've heard people describe it as the largest IT project that Minnesota has ever undertaken. So we knew it was going to be expensive. There's no question about that. The question is, why hasn't it worked better than it has?
Joel, I just hope that when this is all figured out, that we have the nicest license plates in America.
Maybe that's where we're headed. Maybe that's why it's taken this long.
Well, we're glad that you are investigating, but we are getting texts saying, you know, how much now are the investigations going to cost?
Well, yeah, I mean, we hope to have as much of this wrapped up by early 2018. As I mentioned, the financial audit will be out. We hope at the end of August or around then. And we've got a couple other things in the works that will be out in late 2018 or early 2019. We're not looking to prolong this any further, and we want to provide some answers as soon as possible.
We get it. Joel Alter is the Director of Special Reviews Office of the Legislative Auditor. Thank you for coming on and explaining everything to us, and do good work out there, Joel.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you,
Joel.
Sir.